Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome everyone once again to FMG Live. I'm your host, Johnny Geffey. It's a beautiful summer evening here in Central Carolina, and just wanted to welcome everyone to the show. I want to say thank you to everyone who's been joining us on Facebook and Twitter this week, and who's been following us, who've been all of you who have been checking out our archived episodes. Thank you for doing that. We really appreciate that and appreciate all the support that you've been giving us. I wanted to mention a couple of housekeeping things before we get started with our show this evening. One of the things is we have an opportunity for you to help a growing ministry that we're a part of in Central Carolina. And one of the ways that you can do that is by purchasing fireworks, if you're going to buy fireworks for the 4th of July season. We want you to do that at the TNT Fireworks Tent at Spout Springs in Central North Carolina. That's around Cameron, North Carolina. If you will do that, if you can, that's in between Fayetteville and Sanford. If you can go out there and purchase your fireworks from that location, you're going to be supporting a new ministry that is being set up called Our Father's House. Another thing that I want to briefly mention tonight, and before we get started, is Bread of Life Ministries. We are anxiously awaiting the arrival of Bill Hicks so that he can join us. But Bread of Life Ministries in Central Carolina is very does a really, really good job of taking care of the homeless and taking care of those in need of food and of comfort and support. And you know, I'll tell you, I've actually visited there a couple of times, and one of the things that I really see out of that ministry and out of that outreach is the feeling of hope that is given to the folks in who come by the mission and who come by to visit. They do not just walk away with food. They don't just walk away with clothing or household items that they might need. They come away with a sense of hope, and that's in large part due to the director there, Bill Hicks. And just wanted to say that about him. And if you have the opportunity, if you're in the Sanford or Lee County area and you're looking for a cause to support Bread of Life Ministries, because they are doing some really good work out there, and they're doing some really positive things in the community. Looks like Bill's having a little bit of technical difficulty in joining us, so we're just going to talk for a little while until he joins us, if he is able to. And so we're just going to continue on and soldier on. You know, the 4th of July is coming up, and it's a holiday that we use to celebrate freedom. And freedom is something that is very, very precious to Christians. We recognize that God gives us free will in order to make our own choices. And that's so interesting because one of the things that we take for granted sometimes is the fact that there is a God out there who wants to be able to give us a choice. I'm going to see if we can bring Brother Bill on. We'll see if we can get him on the line right now. Bill, are you able to hear me? So it looks like Bill can hear us, but we can't hear him. So, and we're not seeing his call on coming in through our switchboard. Let's go ahead and try one more time. And I'm going to, I know that he is listening. So, Bill, if you would, I want you to hang up and try one more time to call in at the 516 guest call-in number. If you can try that for us, let's have you try that and see if you can get back in to the show. Because I'm not, even though I'm hearing you that you're in and that you can hear me, I'm not seeing your call coming in on this side. And we're not hearing you either. So going back to what we were talking about, you know, God gives us a free will choice to choose to accept His Son, Jesus Christ, as our personal Savior and accept Him as payment for our sins, or we can choose to not do that. And we can choose to accept sin and choose to accept a life of sin. And that's a terrible, terrible choice to make. You know, one of the things that we really look forward to is celebrating our nation's freedom the way that, you know, those men all those years ago in 1776 freed the country. And what a great job that they did to establish a nation that did something that had never been done before and has not been done since. They were able to they were able to defeat Britain at that time, the world superpower, militarily, and win their freedom. That was the only America is the only example of a nation that won its freedom militarily. I'm actually have Bill Hicks coming on, and I'm going to try to give him a call and see if I can bring him on that way. So if everyone will just bear with me for just a moment. Hello, Bill. Are you with us?
I am with you. I have been with you, but I don't.
All right. Well, you know, that's the they always say that's the great thing about live anything is that if anything that will go wrong can, and we have, you know, there's always those technical glitches, and you know, the enemy likes to play with us and stop us from doing what we need to be doing. But I am so glad that you're able to join us. I gave a shout out to Bread of Life Ministries earlier, and
I heard it.
Good. And I want to let you get right into your message as we've chewed up some of your time here. But if you'll just go right into it, Brother Bill, and give us what you've got.
Amen, John. Well, I certainly appreciate the opportunity, and I apologize to the listeners. I was there the entire time. I did hear the what you mentioned concerning the ministry you're involved with, John, and then also you're involved with Bread of Life Ministries. We certainly appreciate those that do come out and help us. Our goal is really, really simple. It's just to encourage people that are different walks in their life, and we try to encourage them by sharing with them that there is hope. There's hope. I was at a point in my life where things seemed very hopeless, and someone came along beside me to help, and not all the time are you ready to receive the help, but I do know something that God does. He's faithful, and His grace and His mercy is here for us now. And as we can be a part of that, we can pour it out. We can receive it, and we can pour it out. And I received it for so long and still receive it. But now we have an opportunity to pour it out in a demonstrative way. And I thank you all for being a part of that. I want to hit this quickly, and I can see exactly why the adversary would certainly would not want to share. This is a fresh word. This is something that's been really on my heart, and I have a number of things that I could speak on, but I see God. I say, well, Father, what do you want? And I mean, literally up until, you know, maybe a couple hours before the show, I wasn't exactly sure which of the topics I'd share on. This one has been burning on me, so I'm going to take a moment in prayer, and then we want to get right into this. If you're listening to this, if you happen to hear this, you didn't happen upon this by accident. This is there's a reason you're listening today. So let's just take a moment and pray, and then we're going to get into the topic. Father, we thank you very much, God, that we live in a country that we have freedoms to be able to do the things that we're doing, and that is open up your word, the Bible, fear of retribution without fear of being persecuted in some kind of way. And we know that the freedoms that we share right now that we enjoy, if we take them for granted, we won't always have those freedoms. There are nations now that are suffering the result of a lack of freedom, and these things seem to be closing in on us. As we see in our nation, even around us, we're in some interesting times, a time like never before. So, Father, I pray that we take the opportunity to lift up the word of God, to see where we are in time, and conduct ourselves accordingly. I ask God that you would just guide the words that are said and the reception on the end of those that happen to hear them, whether it's through the archive or hearing it live, and that they would take this word and act on it. And we thank you for this in Jesus' name. Amen. I wanted to call this is what came to me, the power of God at work, or how do I make the word of God stick in my life in this present age? How do I make the word of God stick in my life in this present age? If you read in the Bible, it says in 2 Timothy 3:1, it says, you know, this know also that in the last days perilous times will come. Men will be lovers of their own selves. And, you know, we are in what's considered the last days. The last days, they started some time ago with Jesus' resurrection. But you know what? We are the generation. We are that generation that could very easily see the culmination of things. If you all realize, if you watch, if you're watchers of the news, and I do to a certain extent, but if you realize that there's never been a sense of things like there are now. You have never in our lifetime seen images of people being beheaded because they believe in the word. We've read about it in the Bible, but you've never seen that modern current threat. You've never been in the age when people have actually contemplated whether or not people of the same gender should be lawfully married. We've never been in an age when that was seriously contemplated. Well, we're in that age now. And as a matter of fact, it's not something that happens just all of a sudden you find yourself in this. It's a slide. It's a gradual erosion of the things that we hold dear. This nation was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, the Word of God, the Bible. These were men of God that founded that. And why has this nation grown to be so powerful? This is still the most powerful nation on the face of the earth. Why do we enjoy such blessings? Some people say, oh, we have such opulence, or we're just capitalists, or we just, no. Here's the deal. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich, and he adds no sorrow to it. We enjoy God's blessings because of our founding fathers. They got it right. I'm not saying these men were perfect. They had issues. But you know what? They left that nation. That nation John was talking about, we beat England. And you know what? We declared our freedom. And what was the purpose for coming here? So they could have religious freedom, and they could serve God in the way in which they desired to. And we have really, over the years, over this 200-plus years, we have really begun to lose sight of that, of why we are here. So God tells us something here in these days that we're in. In 1 Peter 5:8, it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, you got an adversary. Folks, I want to tell you, you have an adversary. You might be sitting in a nice home, you know, and I like creature comforts, but, you know, creature comforts don't make us. You know, there was a time when I didn't, you know, there's a time when you didn't have the air conditioning. You know, we grew up with just fans with metal blades. Imagine that, you know, with no guard on the front of them. You know, you could stick your hand, your finger in it. And I did sometimes, just to see if I could stop it. But don't recommend that. Don't try that at home. But we live in a time when there's so many things around us that could distract you, that could take your attention. I mean, you've got cable or satellite, so you probably have 1 to 200 channels. You know, then you've got Netflix and you got Redbox. And not that any of these things are wrong, taken up and by themselves, but there is an opportunity to be so involved in the things around us that we lose sight of what's important. And as things happen around us, as morals erode, as we watch this slide, unless you're aware that you're in a fight, you really don't know. Matthew, you know, Jesus said this in Matthew chapter 24. He said, because iniquity shall abound, iniquity, sin, lawlessness, because it will abound and grow. He said this. He said, the love of many is going to wax cold. Some of you that are listening to this, at one point in time in your life, you had maybe a greater fervor for the things of God. And you might think you happened upon this, but you didn't happen upon this. There comes a point in our life when, you know what, there's a demand placed on the thing we know. And sometimes we have slipped away from things so much to the point that we no longer have that love. You don't have the love for the things of God. It's not that you, if somebody says, do you love God? You'll say unequivocally, yes, I'm sure I love God. Well, how much time are you spending with the things of God? The less time you spend with the things of God, the less of a desire you have, and the less of the pull, the less the reality of the things of God are in your life. And you're not able to really look at life with the right set of eyes because you see things happening around you, and you think, oh, that's just the times we live in. And then flip to the next channel, you know, or grab the next activity, and we kind of rush from one thing to another. We're in an age of busyness. 4 points that came to my mind, and I'm going to hit these like a hammer. I'm going to hit them hard and hit them quickly. But one thing we have to realize, in order for us to survive in this day and age, and I say that because I see it just as sure as I'm looking up, and it's like someone has fired a missile at us, and I'm saying, folks, we need to get out of the building. This building's about to get hit. This is not doomsday. This is not doomsday. This is just something that came to my heart here last Thursday, actually, and I just jotted it down. The first thing is we're in a warfare. You're in a warfare. We're at war. You have an adversary, and your adversary is convinced that he's not going down. He's tried it before. And he's going to try it again, and he'll use any means possible to dissuade you from following the things of God because he hates God, because he got his worst defeat at the hands. Now, God loved him, but he decided, this adversary is the devil, he decided when he was Lucifer that he could do God's job. Bad decision, wasn't a good career move, didn't bode well for him, it doesn't reflect good on his resume. And matter of fact, His future is pretty bleak. But in the meantime, he's going to wreak as much havoc as he can. The Bible refers to him as our adversary, the devil. He says he goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. He wants to lull somebody into sleep. You know how a lion hunts? You know what a lion does? A lion finds the one who's weak. Lion will find he'll go after his game. He'll go after a herd of deer or antelope or zebra or whatever, and he'll find the ones that are away from the herd. He'll find the ones on the outside. He'll look for the weak ones. They don't run into the middle of the herd. They'll get trampled. A big buck will, you know, spear them or something. No, they're cunning hunters. And your adversary, the devil, you have an adversary. He walketh about like a roaring lion, seeking whom they may devour. If you find yourself that you've gotten away from the things of God, now is not a time. Now is a very dangerous time, because there's more opportunities to walk away from the things of God, and now is when there's the greatest need. Now is when there's the greatest need. You've got to recognize there's a warfare. We're in a warfare. In 2 Corinthians 10:3-5, it says, though we walk in the flesh, we don't war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare aren't carnal. That's kind of an old word for fleshly. The weapons of our warfare aren't fleshly, but they're mighty through God to pull down strongholds. You're in a war. The second thing is that I want to tell you is that we have to be different than the world. One, just realize, my friends, please do this. Realize you do have an adversary and you are in a war. And then the second thing to realize is that there's only one way for us to not look like the world. Many Christians are really confused about things. Some believe that it's the gay marriage. And this is not against gay marriage. Guess what? Here's a newsflash. God loves gay people. He loves them. He loves liars. He loves sinners of all types. How do I know that? Well, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Whosoever believes in him shouldn't perish, but have everlasting life. For he sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And you know what? The love of God rolled up his sleeves and got involved to fix things. Now, does that mean that he wants us to stay as we are? Well, if sin didn't matter, then Jesus died for nothing. Sin does matter. Sin does matter. He wants us to leave that lifestyle. But how can we leave it? How can we not look like the world? Romans 12:1-2 says, I beseech you therefore, brethren. Paul is writing to the church in Rome, and he's begging, he's imploring them. He's saying, I beg you, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. You know what holy means? It just means set apart. If you're living your life and you look like everyone else around you, you're afraid, you don't want to look different, you don't want to stand out, you laugh at the crude jokes at the water cooler, you look at the same stuff the world looks at, you know what? What kind of light is that? What kind of light can you be if you look like everyone else? How are you presenting your body as holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service? And Paul goes on to say by the Holy Spirit in Romans 12:2, he says, and be not conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. You might prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know what? Many of us have lost our first love. Many of us have lost the love of many is waxed cold. We've conformed to the world. We didn't do it on purpose, but you know what? The world just crowded in, and we let it. There's only one way to be transformed, and that's by having your mind renewed, by the renewing of your mind. As believers, if you don't spend time with the Lord on a regular basis, you will look just like the world. And guess what? When the evil day comes, you won't be able to stand. You won't stand. You won't be able to make it. You'll be too far away. And guess what? My friends, this is the evil day. This is the time. Third point, blessed is the man. This is from Psalms 1:1-3. This has to do with what we meditate, what we think on. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. That's who you keep company with. But his delight is in the law of God, and on his law does he meditate day and night. What do I mean by meditate? I mean take God's word. I mean read it. You know what? If you find yourself that you've gotten away from God, you just don't feel like it, don't trust your feelings. Don't trust your feelings to make you feel like praying and studying. and coming to the Lord. Don't trust your feelings. Your feelings will lie to you. What you do is you on purpose say, you know what? I'm in a fight. And I'm not going to conform to the world. I'm going to be transformed. I want to be different. I've determined to be different. Say, God, I'm sorry. I've gotten away. And I tell you the truth. I've prayed this. Tell you the truth. I don't really feel like. I don't really feel like doing the God thing anymore. Not that I want to just be in disobedience, but I just don't feel it. But you know what? I believe your word. And as you go to God, just pray. Be for real with God. Just be for real. If you found yourself out of the way and you're just not doing the things you used to, and you're waiting to feel a certain way, or you just kind of feel like you lost it, or things just aren't as important to you anymore, the things of God, will you take that to God? Will you be real with him and say, Father, I believe I've lost my first love, and I need your help. I need help to come back. I need help to want to come back. The scripture says, for it's God who works with us both to will and to do his good pleasure. I'm going to tell you, he will work in you. He will change you from the inside so you want to come to him. And you know what? He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We're going to see destruction and things happening all around you. But when you're in that place, the fight might wage around you, but guess what? You have a place of protection. I'm telling you, you want to be on the right side of this thing. When it breaks loose, the adversary would like you to think, oh, it doesn't matter. You got plenty of time. But you don't. We really don't. And the last point, it says, beloved, this is 1 John 3:21-22, and I'm speeding through these, and I'll be more than glad to expound on them some other time, but this has to do with what we ask. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. Why? Because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. If you want to see the power of God in your life working, realize you're in a warfare and realize your weapons aren't carnal. 2 Corinthians 10:3-5. Second point, make sure that you're not conforming to the world, but being transformed by having your mind renewed. Romans 12:1-2. The third point, meditate on the word of God. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, or stands in the way of sinners. Goes on to say that he meditates on God's law day and night. Psalms 1:1-3. And the fourth point, man, you can have what you ask because you keep God's commandments. 1 John 3:21-22. Fight the war, win the war, get back, take your place, stake your claim, represent the Lord God. Represent God. John, did you catch any of that or all of that?
We got all of that, and we're definitely going to have you back so that you can expound upon those points, Bill, and those are some excellent, excellent points that you brought up, and definitely want to have you back so that you can go into further detail on those, and we're going to have that happen very soon, as soon as your schedule permits, as a matter of fact, because I think you've said some really critical things here today that need to be expanded upon, that our listeners need to hear. And there are very, you know, it's like I said earlier, you know, it brings a sense of hope. First, we have to recognize, yes, we are at war and we have an enemy. And we have to recognize that we need to be in the Word and, you know, our responsibility. Then there's that hope in Jesus Christ that you talked about.
Yeah.
I'm John Guffey for FMG Live here on blogtalkradio.com. Thanks and have a great night.